With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton. Last week, Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt appeared before a House committee hearing to answer questions about several scandals that have marked his administration.
Good morning, Administrator Pruitt, and welcome back to the Environment Subcommittee. I'm glad you are here today and look forward to our discussion.
Congressman John Sarbanes of Maryland, a Democrat, was among those who grilled Pruitt, a former Oklahoma attorney general who works in close concert with his state's oil and gas industry to roll back environmental regulations that impact the industry.
We've been trying to keep up with the ethical lapses of the Trump administration, which I will tell you is kind of a full-time job. And you've certainly been at the center of some of that focus. To date, 5 independent federal investigations have been initiated at this committee's request, and more than 8 independent federal reviews.
The investigations include an inquiry into why Pruitt is not only eliminating public health protections and restricting the use of science, but also giving raises of 50% and 33% to his Oklahoma political appointees at EPA, using funds meant for the Safe Drinking Water Act. Pruitt also rented a D.C. townhouse from a lobbyist at a fraction of market rates, and repeatedly flew first class back to Oklahoma on personal business while charging taxpayers, according to testimony from a Trump administration official. Pruitt's response was to blame his staff for some of his problems, and then try to make people confused about the whole notion of fact and fiction, news and fake news.
Facts are facts and fiction is fiction, and a lie doesn't become truth just because it appears on the front page of the newspaper. Much of what has been targeted towards me and my team has been half-truths or, at best, stories that have been so twisted that they do not resemble reality.
Despite this professed desire for candor and openness, Pruitt refused to answer many of the factual questions posed to him. Here's Congressman Sarbanes again.
Mr. Pruitt, I've been watching you during the hearing, and you certainly have the bearing of a man who thinks he's untouchable. I don't know if that's true or not, but I'd be careful about that because I don't think Americans go for that. And in your position, they just want you to protect their air, they want you to protect clean water, and they want you to conserve the land.
Many Republicans on the committee defended Pruitt, praising him for working rapidly to undo regulations that reduce the profitability of some businesses. Here's U.S. Representative Joe Barton, a Republican from Texas.
Mr. Administrator, you're not the first person to be the victim of, for lack of a better term, Washington politics. You got picked to be the EPA administrator because of the service you provided for the great state of Oklahoma in fighting some of the Obama administration radical clean air policies.
That last phrase by Barton was a telling one, because rarely do lawmakers, or people more broadly, call clean air policies radical. But it was a sign of just how radical the Trump administration and its allies in Congress have become, that they would call the pursuit of an obvious public good like clean air radical, and defend to the hilt an EPA administrator whose sole purpose is to dismantle the public agency he was hired to run. With the Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.